Good morning. We're considering Chayodim Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tezayin, and as we pointed out, the Chayodim in Simen Zayin Ches Tes, and partially in Yud, he deals with the idea of filtering liquids. So, without going through all of the details inside, let's just maybe talk out some of the points he discusses over here. If a person has a liquid which people drink as is, the standard is to drink it as is, and he wants to filter it just for an extra level of nikiyus, but he himself and people in general will drink the liquid as is, there's no issue to filter that. So a person can run it through a filter without a problem. He does get involved in, if the filter is made out of cloth and you're running water through there, you might have an issue of being melabe in the cloth. A cloth which is Yochid for this purpose, they would take a cloth and filter it. We basically have some type of a filter in place, which is used again and again and again in the place, so that they would not have this concern of malabin. It's made for that purpose, to get dirty, to get wet. You're not cleaning it by running water through it, etc. So practically, that issue of malabin in this context would not apply. Wetting cloth is a problem of malabin. Wetting cloth with water is a problem of labin, but not in our context. So the issue is just the potential of a burrer or merake. The person is doing burrer or merake, which is sifting, which is using a kli to sift something. So you're using the filter to cleanse it from impurities, but the impurities are such that nobody really cares about them, cares about them. That's considered that there's nothing there. You're not doing anything. If people in general are makbid on this, the whatever is there. There's some dust in the water floating, etc. Most people would be makbid on that, and not accept that. So filtering that out is going to be a problem of doing a burr with a kli. A person is using something as a kli to filter something out. In a case where people in general would accept it, and this person, whoever reason, is being mocked, but if he's mocked but to the point that he will not drink it without doing this filtering process, then he cannot filter. The more you need the filter, want the filter, the less you're allowed to have the filter. The more the filter is doing something, the less that you need the filter, the less you need the filtration. It's not so important to you. That itself lends a lack of chashivus to the maisa of filtration that you're doing, and makes a mutter, which is somewhat, in a certain sense, counterintuitive. When you need it, it's also, when you don't need it, it's mutter. But we understand the logic behind that. There is interesting din. It's not going to be such a common scenario. A person who wants to put a piece of cloth over their mouth and drink water, a person is traveling, and they come to water in a creek or something like that, and that's the only thing available to drink. So they want to take some water and drink it through there. But the water needs a filtering process. There's various things in the water. So a person wants to put a fine cloth across his mouth and drink through the cloth. So the Rosh says that is mutter. It's not considered burry, even though you're using a kli. Because it's derech achila mamish. It's mamish at the time of where the person is actually consuming the liquid through this cloth, and that's going to be more lenient than samach lesud and those type of things. If you have water which are halachically problematic, there are some small organisms in the water which are halachically usher to consume, so you have a problem. You cannot filter that water on the on Shabbos. So this is the question of the New York State water, or New York City water better, they allow for a certain type of organism which is semi-visible. What do I mean semi-visible? You can see that it's a speck in the water. You can't see the fact that it has legs and it's a crawling item to use a magnifying glass, but the speck itself is visible to the naked eye. So that's enough to say that that's large enough to say that's a problem. There are potentially some heterim why some place can hold it's not a problem. That's not the topic right now. But if you hold that it's also, you have a problem, you can't filter the water for the purposes of drinking. If you want to filter the water to use other purposes, it's mutter, but if a person wants to use it for the purpose of drinking, a person cannot filter that on Shabbos. Excuse me. A person made coffee or tea, and he has the tea bag sitting in the water, or he has the coffee grounds sitting in the water. So after a period of time, the sediment all falls to the bottom, and the top is much more clear and pure. So pouring off the top is not considered better. There is in the lower part of the container where you have the tea bag, and that which is seeped out of the tea bag, some of the little minute particles, and you have water, etc. You have a real taruvus, so you have a problem. And the higher the area up above, where the tea has been made for a little while, and now any type of shmorim which are in the tea have all fallen to the bottom of the kli. The top of the kli is not in a state of taruvus. There's nothing wrong with pouring off liquid from the top of the kli, as long as when you get close to where the container is on the bottom, as long as that has, you don't get all the way close to that point, you stop before getting to that point, that juncture where there can be a potential barrier between the sediment, which is there on the bottom, and the desirable liquid, which you're pouring off using a kli in some sort. So this will lend itself to a question. A person sometimes takes something out of the pot, and it's very watery, so they hold it like in a second cover. The two covers allow a little bit of a gap between that the liquid could drip off. So that would be also, that's taking the bad from the good, and that would be a problem.